Welcome to a podcast of Selecting a Successor to Write the Next Editions, presented by Karen Morris, Michael Sullivan, and Robert Christofferson. This podcast was recorded at the 2013 TA Conference in Reno, Nevada.
We are talking about selecting a successor. So there comes a time, hopefully, following a very successful writing career that you begin to think about retirement. Retirement may or may not include continuing writing. And if it does, there will reach a time later in retirement when you are ready to give up the writing. And you nonetheless have a major investment in the book, both emotional, time, energy, money, and presumably you want to see it do well going forward. You also will have a financial interest in it doing well in those first few editions after you no longer are writing. So a consideration, a serious consideration, is how do we find the person who's going to continue the writing, continue the brand, if you will, continue the franchise that we have developed for that book and its following. I'm at that point. I so far have not done it successfully, found that right person. I've had some possibilities and missteps. So I wanted to have this session to hear from two folks in our organization who have done this very differently but successfully. And then maybe all of you have some input that the rest of us can learn from as well. So, and I will share what has been my experience so far as well. But we're going to start with Mike Sullivan, who's going to tell us his very unique way of addressing this issue, how to preserve the brand, how to keep the book going, how to maintain its financial wherewithal, even after, as an author, you start to back out and ultimately end your writing career. So we'll begin with Mike Sullivan. And let me just note, Robert Christofferson is also going to talk. These are two guys who have had very successful careers in writing, both financial success, both great pride in their books, so very successful in terms of the product that they produce. And so we look forward to hearing from them. And we'll start with Mike Sullivan and math books. Mike.
Okay. Karen mentioned branding, and we usually refer to that as a franchise. So I'm going to start by defining what a franchise author is. So if your book is number one or number two in the market, you might be a franchise author. If your publisher asks you to do a second book, you might be a franchise author. Louder? Okay. If your name on the cover of the book is larger than the title, you are a franchise author. So I'm going to give you a little story, personal story. It's chronological, so try and keep the date straight. So it's 1993. I have three business books with Wiley and a co-author. I have a calculus book, engineering calculus book, with Wadsworth and a co-author. I have a four-book pre-calculus series with Macmillan. That book, in 1993, published in a third edition. It's probably two or three in the market. 1994, two events happen. The first one is that there's a movement in pre-calculus to, a growing movement in pre-calculus to move more toward technology. That's important to remember. The second is that Prentice Hall bought Macmillan.
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.